I'm John Batchelor from the surface of the planet Earth. We're headed to Venus, but not yet. This is private space, and a mission to Venus is now delayed. Whose mission, Bob, and why delay?
The mission is a private mission. It is a private mission that was proposed by Rocket Lab. They are one of the small sat rocket companies, the most successful small sat rocket company. They proposed to use their Electron rocket and their Photon upper stage, designed for planetary missions. It was used for Capstone, to get Capstone to the lunar orbit. They proposed putting those together and launching their own probe, Venus Orbiter, to Venus. And they were going to launch it in the launch window that is this year. And sometime about a month ago, they very quietly delayed it, rescheduled to the next launch window in 2 years, in 2025. And I saw an article about this and posted it on Behind the Block today because I hadn't known they had made that decision. But the reason they made the decision was not technical. There was nothing wrong, apparently, with the mission, at least that's what they say. It was a business decision. They want to focus more. Right now, the demand for their rockets is high enough that rather than spend the rocket on a private mission, mostly for science and public relations, they wouldn't get any profit. Rather than do that, they'd have to launch commercial payloads and make money. And so that's how the decision they made. We'll delay it for 2 years, put it on the back burner, and instead make money with our customers, put our commercial launches first.
I think one of their ambitions, Bob, was the clouds of Venus. This is really cool.
They wanted, the reason they proposed this and wanted to fly it is to show off their Photon upper stage, to show that it is a very good way to bring commercial planetary missions to other planets. They have a vehicle to do that. So they wanted to show it off. But once again, if they've got enough business that every rocket they've got can be purchased by a buyer, why waste a rocket at the moment on a private mission? And so they've delayed it. Where hopefully, they could delay it again if they continue to have customer demand. But if they have a lot of customer demand, it'll pay for the mission, and they might do it then for public relations. But right now, it's been delayed.
All right. From the delay to Venus's clouds, we go to Mars. Unknown Mars. Where unknown, Bob? You found it.
This is just an example of the things on Mars that are spectacular, that are completely unknown. I was poking through images on Mars and came across a gigantic depression hollow just off the edge of the giant canyon Valles Marineris. Now, this one depression looks tiny next to Valles Marineris, but it is literally as deep as the Grand Canyon and as bigger and wider than the Grand Canyon is. So it's a gigantic feature on Earth. This would be a spectacular geological feature that we'd have, trails along the rim and hotels, and people would flock to go see it. What struck me about it was it's a very significant feature. It's big, and Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has yet to take one high-resolution picture inside this depression. Not one. And that just tells you how much is still unknown about Mars that hasn't been studied in detail yet. And that's just gives you some context. It's a big planet. Even though it's smaller than Earth, the land surface is the same as the Earth because we have oceans covering 70% of our surface. So we're literally studying the equivalent of the land surface of the Earth, and there's a lot to look at.
What created that, Bob? Is that volcanic? Is that ice?
That's the interesting thing about it. It looks to me like a collapse feature. The mounds in the center look like breakdown you'd see in a cave when the roof came in. Well, if that's the case, that suggests the whole formation of Valles Marineris was an underground flow that eventually the roof dropped and then washed away. That changes how that canyon formed based on present theories, and that's why it should be studied. But, there's so many scientists and so many orbiters, you can't do it all.
Sunspot on Mars, where?
Well, there's no sunspot. It looks like a sunspot. I posted this image Monday of this week, and it looks like a sunspot and the surface of the moon, of the sun, but it isn't. It's actually a glacial-type features in a region very close to where they hope to land Starship someday, and it's just we're looking at the strange alien surface of Mars produced by, we think, ice on the surface.
Bob Zimmerman, 13 years Behind the Black, Commercial Space's Rise, Big Space stepping aside, doing the right thing, giving out contracts, and not using government money to get on to orbit, the moon, Mars, and beyond. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.